This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a March Madness weekend. It will be crazy down here all weekend long with all the college basketball action as they wind down to 32 teams this weekend. And as I said, March sadness for a lot of bracket holders out there. And Ben Botham, you did not get one filled out.
No, I didn't, but it looks like the team I just selected, Mike, is winning.
Furman?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. San Diego State.
San Diego State. Yeah, they're winning.
Yeah. Well.
I told you. I said the guy looked like he was a little bit of a sissy up there. You know, he was rolling on the ground.
Jeez Louise. Where do you come up with some of this stuff? You are an old soul.
Hey, Mike, I just tell it like it is. I see it, and that's just how it goes.
All right. Well, we got 104 televisions. Come on down. You'll run into your faction of fan base, and if they don't have the television on, they will turn it on for you. I assure you that. The Red Sox fans are already across the street. I already caught hell from one of them. Actually, the first pitch is as we speak, my friend.
All right. Raise baseball. Raise up.
All right. Now we'll transition. We're going to talk a little FCA and a gentleman that's got a storied background in broadcasting, television broadcasting. John Ruggles, kind enough to join us. Thanks for coming by and coach the intro. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here with you, Mike.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, where you're from, how you got down here. Obviously, YouTube paths could have crossed when he was with the Vikings back in the day, but I'm sure it didn't. But it's a small world.
Yeah, it is a small world. It's kind of amazing. Well, I was actually up north, and I was doing the broadcasting full time for the Vikings and for the Twins and the Wild, which all had started off with the Vikings, and then the word kind of spread from the Vikings to the other organizations. And we were doing television broadcasting all over the state of Minnesota. But I was also a high school head football coach up there. I coached high school and college football for 28 years, and I got a call from an old friend that had moved down to Tampa. He was my pastor, and I'd served on his elder board, and he said, if God called you to a sports ministry in Tampa, Florida, would you come? I said, well, if God called, yes.
Yeah, he hasn't rung me up yet.
Exactly. So, but then I found myself on an airplane 3 days later, coming down to Tampa, and about 6 months later, moving to Tampa and getting into sports ministry down here.
So how long ago was that?
So that was just January of 2022.
Oh my! So you're new to the area?
Absolutely.
Well, welcome to, you know, as an Iowegian, they welcome us with open arms for the most part. Maybe not me so much. You know what Iowa stands for, don't you? Idiots out wandering aimlessly. I've been told that many times by the Floridians here. I'll tell you what, you'll run into a lot of Minnesotans, I'm going to tell you. So which town did you grow up in then?
So I actually grew up in Michigan. So
this conversation is going backwards.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've lived all over the country. I've lived in Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and now up in.
Wow. What did you coach up in Minnesota?
So I actually coached in Michigan. So,
gotcha.
So even though I was living in Michigan and doing the broadcasting in Minnesota. So
did you have a communications background?
Yeah. So the funny story.
Yeah, let's tell you about it. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to high school, college?
Yeah. So I grew up in middle of the mid there in Michigan. Attended Sacred Heart Academy for high school. Played football and then went on to Alma College, a small school up in Michigan. Played football there. Got a broadcasting degree from Alma College, which they don't offer anymore. Apparently, they went, wow, that was a mistake offering that to them. But
well, you took it and you ran with it.
That's right. So then I actually moved to Ohio. That was my next move, playing arena football for the Cleveland Thunderbolt.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, down there in the Ohio Swarm. And then then went on, coached for basically my whole career, like say high school and college. And that led me all over the country, that and doing various business and ministry endeavors that I was on. And then, so I was back up in Michigan, and a professor at Central Michigan University that was doing work within the charity industry in Minnesota through electronic games had given some money to the Vikings charity through what they were doing in bars and restaurants all over the state of Minnesota. And the Vikings came to him and said, hey, could you do a broadcast, do a Vikings game and do a broadcast for our games throughout all those restaurants, bars and everything in Minnesota? And so he was like, absolutely. Then he called me and said, I know nothing about football. Could you help me out? And I said, well, just by happenstance, I have a broadcasting degree. So we got together. The Vikings brought me in for a screen test. It was actually for a Monday night football game, and we did a screen test on that. It was Seahawks versus the Vikings, and they loved it. And then we were off and running from there.
What time frame? What years was this?
That was so we did that for 4 years. So it was just a little before COVID, and then we got into COVID, and actually COVID ended up driving that my son, who had just ended his college football career, and he had been bubbled with me, and they were requiring that I had a bubbled broadcast partner. So we screen tested him, and they loved him, and that's still what he's doing. So he's up there,
beautiful,
broadcasting with those guys, and yeah, having a great time with it. So.
Well, you can get your message spread through sports, obviously, and it's been a proven, you know, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has made a big impact for decades across America. And I remember, you know, 1974-75, I was a member of the FCA at our high school and went to the FCA Camp of the Rockies.
Oh, no.
The Estes Park. I think they still have that.
I think they do.
I think they do. But then I got involved up in Iowa. So was Steve Young still involved down here?
Yes, absolutely. He is our Tampa Metro director.
And he played for the Bucks, and he
absolutely, yeah, and for the Dolphins as well.
Yeah. So is Steve the one that asked you to come down here and get involved?
No, actually. I actually made a connection. I came down for another sports ministry originally. And then when they were doing last year, when they do their King of Kings 7-on-7 and Big Man Challenge at the Buccaneers facility, they needed some help with the Big Man Challenge side of things. So they had they contacted.
That's 7-on-7 too?
Yes, that's 7-on-7. They bring 32 of the local high school teams in, and we have 25 skilled players do the 7-on-7, 10 big men do the Big Man Challenge, and then three special teams players do long snapping, punting, and kicking. And we help.
Kind of like the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, this is better than the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl blows these days. Yeah.
So that all happens. The Buccaneers donate the facility, so we're right there at the Buccaneers training facility.
How cool is this for those young athletes?
So we'll be there actually Father's Day weekend, June 16th.
I'm gonna send Brad over there. We'll probably like to do some live conversations and set up there. If you think that'd be cool?
Yeah, let's have you guys over there. And we're kind of combining it with two events this year because I had a quarterback guru out there that's worked with a lot of the NFL quarterbacks. His name Donovan and Dooley, and he's an old friend of mine. So he had contacted me and said, hey, I wrote this book with a guy from the Chicago Tribune, and it's called Quarterback Dads, and we'd like to do some real ministry to dads and also do some elite training with the top quarterbacks from around the country. And so we're combining those two events because it's Father's Day weekend, and so they're going to be out there as well. So it'll be really cool stuff, and you can see some
absolutely
top quarterbacks from all over the country. So, yeah. Excellent.
We're talking to John Ruggles with the FCA. What's your title at the FCA?
So I am the FCA Sports Metro Director. So I have Pasco, Hernando, Citrus, not Citrus.
Pinellas
and Hillsboro.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's the area we reach. And there's quite a few things I think that we can do together. Let me ask you this. You know, in this 21st century, and I'm an old man and I'm probably still set in my ways many times. Is it difficult to promote the FCA at the high school level these days to get your foot in the door? How do you get your message to these kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
And these coaches.
Yeah, and it's always, we're always ministering to and through the coaches, to the athletes and to the other, you know, coaches. And it's, you know, 70 years of ministry now for FCA that's been going out there, going into schools, parochial, public, you know, wherever they can go out there and do the work on campus. So at middle schools, at high schools, at colleges. So what they've done in the last 3 years, kind of to your point of, is it get difficult? It has gotten difficult in certain circumstances. So every school is a little bit different, depends on the administration, on the school boards, those kind of things. And, you know, what kind of pushback, that you can get, and they can be adjacent high school, you know, school districts, and you can walk into one, they go like, come on, we just love to have FCA in here. And you go walk into the next one, they go, hey, wait a second, we're not comfortable with you guys here. So actually, FCA Sports that I'm a part of is really the initiative that FCA started to make sure that we're reaching athletes off campus as well. So we're that kind of off-campus ministry part of it. And so we're in partnership. So like Pat Cavanaugh that you just met a few minutes ago, that's our Pinellas Metro Director down here. So he's in the schools, him and his reps and all those folks are in the schools, and they're working directly there. And then myself and what we're building with FCA Sports is, okay, let's build facilities. Let's do club. Let's do league, you know, all these 7-on-7s that are.
That's a brilliant idea. And then having the opportunity for them to showcase that at the highest level on that venue.
Amen. Yeah.
That assists you tremendously, doesn't it? Especially in today's world.
Oh, 100%. You know, last year when I was doing that big man challenge at the Bucks facility, I asked Will Golston to come over and give his testimony to all the linemen. And it was the first time he had ever publicly shared his testimony. That was so powerful for those young men to actually hear, you know, here's a starting, you know, defensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's where he's at with his relationship with Christ.
Well, that and it's probably the wrong term, but that's kind of the hook, so that you can get an opportunity to explain your mission.
Absolutely.
To them. And I applaud you for that, because that's what you have to do in today's world.
Amen. I was hearing when you were talking with the folks from the Army, and you were talking about sales, you know, and I think at the end of the day, it's also, we got to sell ourselves, because there's so much information coming in at these young people. They're being inundated with all this stuff, and you've got to get your message to them, because they're great kids. They just need to hear the message.
Yeah. Well, bravo. On a personal note, you grew up in Michigan. Well, I probably grew up a Detroit Lion fan.
I did. Yeah.
It's a little tough covering the Vikings. I'm a Packer fan, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, that hurts my heart so much, whether it's, you know, for the team that paid me, the Vikings, or my childhood, you know, team, the Lions, nothing good about the Packers, you know. But I will say this. So on my board, I've got, Coach Shank, who played for the Vikings on
yep.
my board. And then I've got Ken Stills, who played for the Vikings, but also played for the Packers. So they're on my board down here at FCA Sports.
And you're the lone Detroit Lion.
That's correct. No one's a Lion fan. And if they know, they
yeah, exactly. Michigan or Michigan State?
You know, I always grew up a Michigan guy, but then Michigan State gave my daughter a scholarship to be a.
Oh, that's not a tough like, one.
Yeah, as I say, Spartans.
Go Sparty. Yeah, green and white, baby.
That's right.
They had a nice win yesterday in March Madness as well. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you coming down and sitting here all this time listening to this ramble, but I want to get a hold of you. Have you come over and have a little lunch with me, and let's build a strategy that we can meld you guys into our multimedia world. We're expanding our tentacles. We're actually launching a sports only streaming channel, FloridaSportsStream.com. So I would like to see us put together a podcast that sits on our platform.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
I don't think anybody's doing that right now, are they?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So. Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We'll get it done. Okay. And, you know, we'll get Coach on helping in anybody. And that Pat Cavanaugh, he seemed like he might be unafraid of the microphone.
Yeah, we might have to shut his mic off every once in a while. Just
Pat Cavanaugh, get over here for a second.
talking bad about you, so you got to come over and defend.
We only got a couple minutes, and we got to go. We got the Seminole team coming down. But
I had to take advantage of that.
Well, I just told him what we're going to do is we're going to put together a podcast on our streaming channel, and we're launching FloridaSportsStream.com. So we'll put that together. And I said, I don't think we'll have a problem putting a microphone in front of Pat Cavanaugh from what I just heard over here. And I mean that as a guy that talks for a living. So tell a little bit about your role in there, and then we got to move on to the Seminoles. But your role in the FCA, I'm a big supporter and want to endorse you guys.
Sure, appreciate that. So I am the they made a new fancy title. I'm the Metro Director for Pinellas County. So I'm just kind of the head coach. I'll say it that way. I've been with FCA 17 years.
Well, God bless you.
I think I've been on staff the 10th longest in the state of Florida. They couldn't even get
rid of me. They can't get rid of you?
No.
I'm not here to review it. So
that's right. We're going to go with the story.
And that's your story and you're sticking to it?
Yeah. John and I are the two biggest dudes on, not the tallest, but we're two biggest dudes on staff. I'm going to stick with it. So I did it part-time for 13 years. I grew up in this area. I played baseball at Dunedin. I just love high school sports. I was just talking to Coach over there about how Seminole was our biggest rival.
Of course. I mean, yeah, two powerhouses, Dunedin and Seminole.
Yeah. And
no, it's not fair. You guys got the governor on your side.
Yeah, and he's younger than me. So the last 4 years I've been doing it full time. And now I just hired my 6th and 7th staff. So we are ministering to almost 4,000 kids a week in 13.
Bravo, my man. Bravo.
COVID hit us hard.
The guys that were just here from the Army said the same thing. I mean, COVID really hit them hard.
Yeah.
Getting into the schools.
Hard to be there at all. And now I have the middle schools just begging us to come in, and I want to do it right. I want to keep growing the staff and that's not right. Overwhelming people. Yeah.
All right. If somebody wants to go online and explore more about the FCA in this multiple, I call it Tampa Bay area. How do they reach you guys?
So FCA Tampa Bay is the best place. John and I are both listed as staff members there. We really are. I'm the Metro Director of Pinellas, but we are one team for Tampa Bay. We're Hernando, Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas. They can find a link to email us there, to even call us and even make donations. We're all up for that because we are missionaries and we have to all raise money on our own to go out and do this great ministry. And God is just fully behind it.
Well, bravo. And so is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. You got my support, gentlemen. Let's put this together and figure out a way to keep it rocking and rolling 70 some years. You know what? That makes me feel really old because I'm 66 years old. Wow. And I was a member at 16. So, I'm parallel right with you guys.
You were Dave, in FCA.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And Dave Turnbull, the name, yep. He's still the man, the plan in the state of Iowa. And he's a friend of mine. All right, gentlemen, thanks for coming down. We'll be getting together.
Yeah, Mike, we'll keep this thing rolling.
All right. Let's take a break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to talk a little Seminole baseball, high school baseball in the house, the Warhawks. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay. Barb with Champa Bay at gmail.com or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. 813-564-4134.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Ben Baseball Botham, and it's going to be a Warhawk conversation now. We've got Brad Richardson, the voice of Seminole. And, Coach, before we get rolling, we got to take care of these guys. Who are the bodyguards you brought down with you today?
Yes, sir. These are my two sons, Clayton and Luke Moravec. They are so excited to be here on your guys' show.
Well, and you brought the boss, of course.
The boss, my wife, Margo Moravec, teacher of the year, Oakhurst Elementary, by the way.
Well, mind your P's and Q's then, everybody. I'm going to turn this conversation over to Ben Botham on your staff. And, of course, the voice, Brad Richardson, and I appreciate you guys coming on down.
I'm back.
Yeah, so it's great having you on. Well, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us, how long have you been with Seminole High School Baseball? What brought you back? And just kind of inform our audience a little bit.
Well, hey, guys, first of all, thanks for having us. This is a great setup you guys have. And my name is Adam Moravec. I'm the head baseball coach at Seminole High School. This is my 20th consecutive year coaching high school baseball in Pinellas County. It's my fourth year as the head coach at Seminole, I have a couple of our seniors here with us today, actually three of them, A little crazy out there with the Rays game with the parking. So
yeah, I didn't think about that. That's why I really appreciate you coming down.
Good. We're
and they're Boston Red Sox fans. Yeah, that's the tough thing.
Yeah. So we have Preston Fedoruk. He's our starting left fielder. He's a senior here. We got Christian New, who's our starting catcher. He's a senior. And also we have Tyler Saunders, who's a senior and our starting pitcher and first baseman that joined me today. And of course, we got Ben Botham, who's an awesome assistant coach, and Brad Richardson, the voice of the Warhawks and Pinellas County.
I should have worn my gear. You got to get me some gear.
I know. I decided to rock the hat today. I was looking at you. No orange and green, coach. What's going on?
You know, I made a mistake, a little wardrobe mistake. So I'm sorry, guys.
So tell us a little bit about your coaching philosophy, like the Warhawk way. What does that mean? What does that mean for all the players?
You know, just like you guys, what you guys are doing, you know, there's no shortcuts in life. We believe in hard work, and we practice 6 days a week and 3 hours a day. And I try to surround myself with really good assistant coaches. And then the Warhawk way is basically, you know, be a leader in the classroom, be a leader in the community, and be a leader on and off the baseball field. And these guys have bought into that. And we have a great group of seniors and leaders this year, and I'm excited that they're here with me today.
Yeah, one of the things you always stress at practice is you want guys who are blue collar. How does that, you know, influence these players and set them apart from other kids around the county?
You know, work ethic is something that people don't talk about anymore. You know, I sit on some interview committees, and you know, somebody that has a strong work ethic, a hard worker that comes every day with that blue collar attitude and just gets the job done. And we have that at Seminole, and we're proud of that. And our families and our community are really into baseball, and they work hard, and they're hardworking people, and they enjoy the game of baseball, and so do our players. So we're excited.
You know, we'll turn this over to the X's and O's of Brad in a minute, but I've got to do what I do with every team. It doesn't care if it's boys or girls. We got to start from the left. I got a couple of questions that they may or may not really care for, but you'll enjoy them, Coach. And your name again, young man?
Preston Fedoruk.
Preston, perfect. This guy's got a voice for radio, and he talked right into the microphone. Beautiful job. All right. Your favorite memory in baseball? You can go back to middle school.
Oh, actually, before that, when I was 8 years old.
Wow.
The best moment was probably hitting a walk-off double to win the district championships for my team.
Beautiful. You got a favorite baseball team?
The Rays.
Okay, good. Well, people think it's crazy I asked that question, but Ben can attest that I get a variety of answers with that one.
I actually have the logo on my leg.
Yeah, I would say so. Either that, or you're a deep sea fisherman.
Yeah.
All right. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
You better do a shout out, my man.
Her name's Veronica Johnson.
All right. And then mom and dad?
Kim Fedoruk and Jeff Fedoruk.
Okay, and Brandy brothers and sisters, because they can listen to this, they can archive. You got to take, mom should be first, though. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go mom first, then the girlfriend, but then it's a catch-22. But you need your laundry done and hot meals, too.
Yeah, and I have two brothers. They both played at Seminole. My oldest, his name's Peyton, and my middle brother, Ashton, he actually played with Coach Morvick.
Beautiful family affair. Yeah. I like that. The generational yeah. Well,
the last one.
As long as you've been there, that's very, very cool. Yeah.
I'm the last generation of Fedoruks to play baseball at Seminole.
Well, do it upright and leave the memory successful, young man. Any aspirations after high school?
Yeah, I want to go to film school to be a director.
Beautiful. Well, we'll probably be watching the Oscars someday, and we'll see you getting the gold trophy.
Next Gilbert.
All right, man. Well, yeah. Well, have a wonderful season. I'm sure I'll get up there to watch. I got to keep an eye on him. He's my man. All right, who's this youngster?
My name's Christian New.
Christian, what position you play?
I'm a catcher for our varsity team.
So he is the quarterback, basically?
Yeah, he's our guy. You know, he kind of leads the field general, as they say.
He looks like a catcher.
We got lucky. He just transferred from Kentucky 2 years ago. So
where at in Kentucky?
Louisville. I was partially close to the city. So
I went to college at Western Kentucky 100 years ago. Yeah, I'm a Hilltopper.
Near there.
Oh, yeah? Great little community. Anyway, your favorite memory in baseball?
About a year ago, it might have been the Georgiadis tournament, but it was my walk-off double against Lakewood.
Yep, I remember that.
That was a great memory.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It's great for coaching the team at the same time. He might not have the same answer. Favorite baseball team?
Careful.
The Boston Red Sox.
No. Oh, my God. Well, you're right at home. You just lost a bunch of your brethren were here.
Reds.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I had a lot of teammates when I was playing sports in Western Kentucky, all Cincinnati Red, big red machine. That's how damn old I am. Yeah, big red machine. Got a girlfriend?
No. No.
No, don't get mad, ma'am. Smart man.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian.
You got plenty of time for that, but...
Real quick.
You're just successful, obviously, so keep it going. It's karma.
Hey, Christian, real quick. Let everybody know out there, what is your nickname on the team?
My nickname is Bert.
And why are you called Bert? Real quick.
This man next to me, Preston Fedoric, just named me it. So.
Well, he's the creative one. He's the film director. You're Bert. Bert and Ernie?
He has this like blonde hair on the top. And he had this blonde like highlighted hair. And I actually thought his name was like Albert or something. I thought he was from like the Dominican Republic because at that time that's when they all like bleached the top of their heads blonde. And I asked him, I was like, "You look like your name's Albert." He was like, "No, my name's Christian." I was like, "We can just call you Albert." And then we stuck with Bert.
You're Bert.
And it stuck. It's still.
So you were thinking like Albert Pujols or something, but no, it's Bert. Well, Bert, you want to do a shout out to the family?
Yeah, a shout out to my mom and dad, Samantha New and then Brandon. Brand new, and then my two sisters and two brothers.
Right, you've got seems like a very, very fine son, the quarterback of the team. Did you ever listen to a catcher in your life?
Oh, time to time, they didn't like me very much, but
I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, the way I throw, Mike. Sometimes not everyone.
Catchers do not like submariners, do they, Coach?
A lot of balls in the dirt.
Yeah,
exactly. But if it's effective, you don't mind it.
Yeah, if you get guys out, that's all that matters.
Yep. Have you ever caught him?
Yeah, when we do our drills for, like, catching drills on solos, and I hate it.
I hate it. All right, aspirations after you get done at high school?
Yeah, I hope to play college ball somewhere. Doesn't really matter, just anywhere.
Well, if you're playing for Seminole High in the state of Florida, coming from the Midwest, there's opportunities out there, whether they're NAIA all the way to D1, and Coach knows that. And Coach Schenk, there's a lot of people that can help you with that. I'm sure the caliber of program you've built, there's no shortage of scouts coming down and coaches coming down to your kids. Am I right?
No, you're right. We just played last Tuesday night, and there was probably at least 10 scouts. And
that's what Ben said.
Yeah, and like you said, Seminole High School, we have a strong tradition and history that we're very proud of. And we've had 7 players make it to the big leagues from our high school. We've had 44 get drafted by MLB, and probably over 100, close to 1,000 have played Division I, Division II college baseball. So we're very fortunate and blessed.
Rich in tradition.
Yeah, we and they all come back, and they all speak to the team, and they all give back, and we see them at the golf tournament. And it's just a great school, a great program, a great community. Well, it really loves their baseball program.
Build around leaders, and these guys will be playing for you someday.
Yes, sir. That's the plan. We'll see.
He's nodding his head. All right, who's this young man? Then I'm going to turn the mic over to Brad.
I got Tyler Saunders.
All right, Tyler, what position?
I'm a pitcher and first baseman.
Pitcher for right or left-handed?
Right-handed.
All right. Just don't emulate his style. But listen to him. He's a winner.
Hey, I used to actually play catch with him when he was shorter than me. Now he's, 6'4", 6'5" over there?
Around there, yeah.
Holy smokes.
He's got that Tyler Glasnow look, doesn't he?
I hope to be.
Yeah, well, just keep working and listening to the coaches. All right, your favorite memory in baseball?
It had to have been last year. We played up in Ellis Park, and I threw a no-hitter with 14 strikes.
Wow. Yeah, that's one for the memory.
Yeah.
You'll be 100 years old like me, and you won't forget that one.
Yeah, the guy over there, Christian, he helped me a little bit.
He caught the perfect game. You guys will be buddies for life. I don't care if you live on opposite coasts. You'll call each other on that date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very cool memory. Yeah.
Thank you.
And bravo on your job, too.
Thank you.
Over there. All right. Got a girlfriend?
No, sir.
Smart man.
Yep. Parlay.
I wait until she turned her head. And anyway, just keep focused. Want to do a shout out to anybody in the family?
Yeah. Shout out mom and dad, Lisa and Darren. And then shout out Braden Saunders, my brother. He also played for Coach Morvick.
Man. Yeah. I'm very
young man.
Very, very impressed. The generational.
It's pretty cool, Mike.
It's very cool. I went to Catholic school up north, and we had the same thing. My dad, all the way to my sons, you know, playing sports for generations. You've got the same thing there, and that really helps with a passionate fan base because, you know, I'm sure he wants to keep track on it. You know, and he pitched for Seminole, and there's a little pressure to keep the family name up, right? I mean,
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know, Preston's brother Ashton's pitching for Chattahoochee Valley College in Alabama, and his brother Brandon, or Braden, is at Florida Gulf Coast University.
Oh, really?
Doing really well down there. During a hurricane, he helped out and volunteered quite a bit in that community. So I'm really proud of
Bravo
both the brothers.
All right, and aspirations after you get done?
So I actually committed and signed to play baseball at Coastal Alabama Community College.
Congratulations, my man.
And hoping to play there for 2 years and then hopefully make my way up the chain and continue to play baseball for as long as I can.
Well, keep it going as long as you can. All right, I'll turn it over to Ben and to Brad, and I'll get out of the way and quit asking old man questions.
Yes. Oh, come on, Mike. You're not that old, all that. So
you want to change birth certificates? I don't think so.
Hey, you know, age is just a number, as they say, right?
Certainly is. But so going on, talking about the team, so far the season's been going pretty all right. Can you tell us about what the outlook is for the rest of the season?
You know, our goal, you know, we're 7-3 right now. Our goal is to continue to get better every day and be playing our best baseball in May. That's when it matters most. And, you know, it's just staying healthy, catching a few breaks, and really at high school level, it really comes down to pitching. And, you know, we have Tyler, and we have Kendall, and we have some other guys that are starting to get opportunities to throw. And it really, in baseball, as you know, it comes down to pitching. So we feel good about our team. We're hitting well. Our defense is doing well. We're running the bases well. Our leadership is good. Everybody likes each other. Everybody gets along. Our seniors are good, and we're relatively healthy, and we're getting some guys back, so we're excited.
Yeah, and they're all pretty good in the classroom so far. I get to see them in school now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
they're stuck seeing me. Right
there, Benny.
Yeah, I'm stuck seeing them every once in a while. But Seminole just got districts again this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're hosting districts for the first time in many years. Some people are saying that it might be the first time since Joey Grable or Brett Phillips played at Seminole.
Yeah, so that's correct.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah, 2008.
Yeah. And you know, I believe in rotating every site have an opportunity. So we get to host a district tournament. It's like the first week of May, and we have our district's pretty strong. We have a lot of good teams. So it's a lot of work hosting districts as well. Like, you're working on the field, a lot of late nights. You're hosting, you know, six teams at your facility. Then you're also trying to practice with your team. So, you know, hosting districts is kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, it's a good thing, but it's also a lot of work. But our families and our parents and our players, you know, we really wanted to host districts this year, and we're going to put in for it every year if we get an opportunity.
Well, Seminole has a great facility for districts and for any game. I mean, the Brink is one of the best, if not the best, field in Pinellas County. Can you tell us a little bit about the Brinker Magic?
Brinker Magic?
Yeah. I like that. That's
so they named the field after legendary head coach Bill Brinker. And we have a bathroom on site. We have a full concession stand on site. We got a covered batting cage. We have parking lots nearby. And it's a pro style field where it's, you know, 403 to center, 330 down the lines, 380 in the gap. So, it's a nice field. It's a pro level field. So we feel like, you know, we just got a new infield in the fall. We feel like it's a great place to host a tournament, and we host the Steve Georgiatis tournament and the Nate Richardson tournament.
Yep.
And then this year we're hosting a district tournament. So we're excited. And that's the first week in May. So if you get an opportunity, come on out and support the boys.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll be announcing that, by the way, all that whole week I'm off from work. So that's my vacation time. You'll get to hear me all week long.
We couldn't do it without Brad.
Well, I tell you one thing I'm going to commit to right now. We won't be able to do seminar because you'll be on the call. Yep. But I'll find another baseball Ben Botham type personality. You'll be coaching to do some of the games up there and broadcast them live.
That would be awesome.
Thank you so In much. Fact, I think we'll just go ahead and make Seminole our first high school broadcast on our new streaming channel.
How cool is that, guys?
Wow. And then you can archive that, and when you're old and you're away, and you can listen to these conversations and yourself throwing a no-hitter in the districts. How's that sound?
That would be really exciting.
So one other thing, too, you want to add on to the field. Tell us about the batting cage in it. It's probably one of the nicest batting cages in the county. It's been around for a long, long time. You remember that batting cage when you were an assistant coach there.
Yeah, I was an assistant coach in 2008, 2009, and we got the covered batting cage, I believe, in 2009. And I believe there's only a few schools that have the covered batting cage. I believe Eastlake is one of them. So we're very fortunate and blessed that we were able to put that in. And, rainy days, before, during practice, during games, we can hit it. It's got double sides. So we get a lot of work in our batting cage, and it's a blessing. And it's one of the reasons why we feel like our facility is a really good high school baseball facility in the area.
One thing, I want to applaud your program. Since coming down here, and I covered sports in the Midwest for 20-some years, and the disparity between the haves and the have-nots down here in Pinellas County, or the region. And I've tried to reach out and help the guys at Bogey, at Boca Ciega. Michael Miller's a great guy, and he's starting that program from scratch. And then Ralph Rogers goes over to Hollins. And I see these public schools, and both my parents were in education, just struggling to keep up with the Joneses, the Jesuits, the Calvary, the private school sector. And then you see a success story like you guys, that's motivating to see that it can, with the proper support, the passion, the generational contributions, it can be done. And you guys are probably the blueprint for it in this region, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I'm glad you recognize that, Mike. And we were talking about that. Me and my wife were talking about that on the way here. And, we have a strong booster club. And then our players, we do a golf tournament every year. And then
we're there next year with our golf show.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And then we fundraise like crazy. And the kids work hard. It's a team effort with the players, the parents, the boosters, the whole community supports Seminole baseball. And it's exciting. And a lot of our former players come back. We talked about that. I mean, just a couple an alumni, Mike Bianco, the head baseball coach at the University of Mississippi, they won a Division I national championship in college baseball last year.
In Omaha, yeah.
Yeah, and he graduated from Seminole High School.
Did he really?
Yeah, yep. And probably the most famous.
Omaha got on that bandwagon last year. I grew up 90 miles from there. I went to the College World Series a lot.
And so, that's really cool to have an alumnus and a former player that's the head coach at the Division I national champion.
That's a great factoid I didn't know about. And you two are going to be responsible for getting him on the air for us.
Yeah. And a lot of work to do.
And also we have Tom Kochman, who's probably regarded as the most successful amateur scout in baseball history. And he's an alumni of ours, and he lives near the school, and he helps us out and comes to our games and comes to practices, talks to the team. So we're very fortunate to have people in our community that support Seminole baseball.
Yeah, and as I said, when I look around this Tampa Bay area, whether it's Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas, the haves and the have-nots is very evident. I'm always waving the flag, even though I went to private school, for the public schools because of the commitment that people make. And your wife a teacher. I mean, it's you get paid so much.
I know.
We were figuring out the other day, Coach Michael Miller and I were figuring out. And you got more assistants, but he figured out they might be making 5 cents an hour. And that's not an exaggeration.
Right.
But that's the commitment to kids that people are making. And that's why I applaud it. And that's why we get behind that.
I always joke around and tell my wife, I keep waiting for this teaching thing to take off. But, we don't do it.
Just keep on keeping on.
We do it because we love it. And we enjoy working with the kids and teaching the kids and giving back and helping our community. But it would be nice to get paid a little bit more, that's for sure.
Well worth it. Hey, if there's ever been a mini me,
yeah,
this
is my lefty Luke right here.
Oh, he's a southpaw.
Yeah, say Mike's talking to you.
Hi.
Yeah, this is my oldest plate.
Hey, I'm from Pluto.
Oh
my gosh, I don't know.
Making a great vacation here, man.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I had boys. Trust me. Well, this has been enjoyable. I know these guys have been wanting to get you on. I've been promoting, but you guys are so dang busy this time of year. I appreciate you taking the time to bring these guys down. I wish you nothing but success, fellas. I know I'll be getting weekly. I do get weekly updates as I'll ask him how things are going.
You have a first-class organization here. This is awesome what you guys have here. Thank you for inviting us on. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's all about you guys. I've been doing it a long time. Of all the conversations I have, whether it's pros or whatever, I enjoy the high school conversations and talking to these kids and seeing them light up and get involved. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have a few minutes to wrap up a little.
Just a little bit of a recap.
High school wrestling and basketball just got done, and we'll recap those seasons. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, swim shad, paddle tails, crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
the last few minutes of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connect. We had a spectacular conversation just with the Seminole Warhawk gang from the Pee Wees to the Preps, that little deal there, and talking to the pros. You guys have, bravo to you guys, both alumni. You have a wonderful program, Seminole, and I'm getting to know more about it. Hey, let's dive into, you did some work, and I felt bad. Wrapping up basketball this past year, we just got done state championships. Let's do a little wrap on that and wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just start with wrestling and all that. I mean, big time here in the area. I was doing some research last night. I'll tell you what, with girls wrestling, yes, Serenity winning, she came in seventh place. But the big thing out of here is that we had eight girls and 14 boys from Pinellas County who competed in state, and they were in the state championship. Countryside and boys wrestling, you had Landon Bates. He came in third place in the 126 weight class. From Palm Harbor, you had two. You had Joseph Cueta, who came in fourth place in the 160 weight class. Malachi Ortiz, fourth place in the 106 weight class. And we have a guy from Gibbs. Gibbs, Ozean Harris, came in seventh place with 113th weight class. So
beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And then basketball, wind down for the season, obviously, ended about 2 weeks ago. But let's just go through it one last time. There are a couple teams that finished in the top 100 in the state of Florida. Just to go through some of them real quick. Calvary Christian ranked number 24th by the time the end of the season.
We saw them play.
Yeah, and they made the regional finals. Their record for the season, 22-6. St. Pete Green Devils ranked number 48 at the end of the season, made it to the Final Four. Final Four before losing to Mainland High School 43-38. And their end of the year record was 23-7. Gibbs Gladiators, our favorite Gibbs Gladiators and all that, ranked number 60 in the end of the season. State of Florida, they made it to the Final Four.
Bravo.
So Final Four lost
to public schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, they lost to Matter Lakes Academy, who later became the state champions. They became the state champions and their final. That final scored game was 47-39. Gibbs ends their season 23-6 record. And actually, it's interesting. Gibbs and Lakewood did battle it out in the regional semifinals. Always a great game to watch those two.
Neighborhood clash.
Gibbs, of course, came out on top of that. 57-45 final score. And the one big one, Eastlake, ranked finally in the season, number 87 in the state of Florida. They were able to make it. They only made it, though, to the regional quarterfinals.
I was surprised that you and I did a call on that game. I thought Eastlake would go further.
Yeah, I thought they would, too. I mean, definitely a lot of great players on the team. Final end of the season record for them, 22-6. Girls basketball, big ones this year. Clearwater made it to the 5A quarterfinals. St. Pete made it to the 5A quarterfinals as well. Lakewood, the girls basketball, Lakewood, they made it to the regional semifinals. Unfortunately, they lost to Academy of the Holy Names. Gibbs, back on Gibbs again. They have a great program over there at Gibbs High School. 4A, they made it to the regional semifinals. Unfortunately, they did lose to Booker. Calvary Christian, once again, solid program over there. Class 3A, they made it to the regional quarterfinals. And finally, Keswick Christian girls, they were in Class 2A, made it all the way to the regional finals, and they lost, unfortunately, to NFL's and Evangelical Christian. I got to learn to say that a little bit better. So
you did a better job than I would have. Well, thank you, my friend. We'll talk baseball in the next coming weeks. You get Saturdays off, and we'll be launching our own. You and I have got to put our heads together. We'll be launching our own high school-only coverage.
Absolutely.
Been a great 2 hours. Wonderful conversations with the gentleman from the U.S. Army and the FCA, and you bringing it to both of you, bringing the Warhawk family here. I did not realize how steeped in tradition that program was.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely one of the – we're kind of like – I think the best way to explain what Seminole is to the area, they're kind of like the New York Yankees of high school baseball.
They're a dynasty, bottom line. I mean, that's probably the best way to say it. It is a dynasty team in Pinellas County. It's one of the many, but they're probably the true dynasty team. The
2001 national champions, and of course, we haven't won districts in quite some time, kind of like the New York Yankees have.
Yeah.
They've taken a two-decade hiatus, and Seminole, hopefully we get it done this year and bring
are you forward. Off to 7-3 start?
7-3 start. The only losses are to the two different IMG teams, and of course,
I don't count those. Those are all star teams. IMG.
Yeah. I mean, they were close. I mean, with one IMG Academy team, they were close. They had the lead, and unfortunately, just could not hold the end. But that's beside the point. But
all right, fellas. Well, for Coach Ed Shank coming down and bringing us plenty of contribution today, John Ruggles, Zach Littrell, the U.S. Army, Seminole baseball, Ben Botham, Joe Boudreaux, Big Ed, and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week. And always keep Dave Wills in your prayers.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.